Amanda Mbogo from accounting firm Baker Tilly said the city has fit into generally accepted levels of financial practices. She says a stormwater account needed attention, but another account was a concern.
I think in summary, the city has either met the benchmarks presented for the most part, or if not met, then there's a very specific reason as to why that was. The biggest things to watch probably would be the fund balance in the general fund, and again, golf course being very sort of intertwined with that.
Council member Alex Young said there had been differing ideas regarding the golf course debt to the city, but the audit cleared that up as to how much the course owes the city.
And there was some discussion about what the debt owed to the general fund was, and there were some ideas that maybe it was under $1 million and it was somewhere in the 800,000 range. In the audit report, it discusses that specifically, and as of December 31, 2016, it was $1,176,522 that it owed on a cash basis to the general fund.
The Golf Course Advisory Committee is meeting November 7th to hear recommendations from a consulting firm concerning what direction the city should take regarding the Northwood Golf Course. In other action, the council approved a second ice skating rink. The new rink will be at Triggs Green Space. The council also approved a plan for a new pizza ranch next to Quick Trip on the city's east side. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.